Registration is now open for the 2025 Dayton Contest University CTU to be held all day on Thursday, May 15th, 2025 at the Hope Hotel at Wright-Patterson Air Force Base the day before Hamvention opens in Xenia, Ohio. 2025 will be the 16th year for CTU Dayton. Eight different countries have hosted CTUs, including the USA, Australia, Russia, Germany, Italy, England, Brazil, and Finland. Over 10,000 students have attended these CTUs, with more than 100 CTU professors sharing their contesting experiences. 2025 CTU Dayton course will outline and will be posted once all have been confirmed. Each presentation is carefully prepared with up-to-date information. CTU professors are experienced contesters who will share their knowledge, and participants can ask questions and learn ways to enjoy contesting. Videos and PDF presentations from past CTUs can be viewed online at ContestUniversity.com. There are scholarships, registration fee paid, available for CTI through a grant from the Northern California DX Foundation for students aged 25 or younger. Student registration information is on the CTU website, and you can read all of that at ARRL.org. ARRL is seeking your help in honoring outstanding work done by HAMS through the ARRL Service Awards, and nominations are now open. There is a host of different awards, which are divided into four categories: Education Awards, Media and Public Relations Awards, Technical Awards, and Distinguished Service Awards. Visit the ARRL Awards nomination page, where there are more details for each award, plus instructions for making nominations. Bruce Page, KK5DO, is here now with this week's AMSAT report. Bruce?
Thanks, John. Hope everyone got all the satellite, HF, and antenna gear they wanted from Santa. If not, maybe this year. If you were lucky enough to get some new satellite gear, you can test it out at home and then head out on the road and do some roving. Give out a few grid squares to others and start building or adding to your reverse VUCC or Gridmaster progress. There are many awards available for satellite operators. Take a look at them over at AMSAT.org